It's time to step back from the precipice, breathe deep, and swallow carefully. It's another Nature Minute with noted note-taker, mall artist, and shag carpet explorer, Dr. Bud Natural.
Oh, call me Bud, okay?
Okay, here's Bud with another Nature Minute.
Today's letter comes from little 76-year-old Granny Budafuco. Dear Dr. Natural, oh, Granny, call me Bud, okay? Okay. Dear Bud, I heard a giant comet struck the Earth millions of years ago and killed off all the dinosaurs. Could it happen again? I'd like to know, because I'm about to put an angel food cake in the oven, and a loud noise could make it fall. Signed, Granny Budafuco. Well, dear Granny, could it happen again? Could a comet strike the Earth and kill off all the dinosaurs? No. All the dinosaurs are already dead, Granny. And good thing, too. Can you imagine trying to play a big college football game with velociraptors running amok in the secondary? Well, hey, even though the dinosaurs are gone, the comets are still there. Outside the orbit of Pluto, in the Oort cloud, waiting to drop towards Earth without warning, accelerating all the way until it cuts a fiery hole through our atmosphere, vaporizes a huge chunk of the planet's crust, and throws enough debris into the stratosphere to block out sunlight, break the photosynthetic cycle, and leave our world inhabited by cockroaches and Christmas fruitcakes. And that's just what will happen, Granny, if Congress passes NAFTA. A lot of people don't know that, but I do. I'm Bud Natural, reminding you, stop NAFTA, or we'll blow up the Earth. Till then, let's enjoy the planet, okay?
The Nature Minute made possible by a grant from Ross Perot.
All right.